So the Supabhayana, this work was being done by a lady called Francisca Caballero in my group. Absolutely fantastic scientist, you know. And one day she came to me and she said, you know, that I've got a steel which sings. Okay. So we were trying to model the properties of this structure. And what she did was she made an alloy, which was the composition of one of the parent phases, because we needed to measure the properties of that. And when she made the alloy, she heated it up to 1000 degrees centigrade and then put it onto a steel table to cool. And suddenly there were bells sounding. Yeah. So you can download an application on Android called Crying Bainite, okay? Which is the actual recording of the sound that she made. So there are acoustic emissions coming from inside the steel. You can hear them, and they were amplified by the metal table. So once you hear acoustic emissions, you think, okay, maybe the transformation is happening incredibly fast. Yeah, because that would give out these emissions of sound. So we investigated that further, and that's how Supabhayanite, after the initial stage, of course, there were lots of calculations and all the rest of it, but it was the sound coming from the steel which triggered the invention, you know.